Ben and Colin Johns. They withdrew from the tournament basically in right in the middle due to what Ben was calling inadequate lighting. You're playing on a team, so it doesn't just affect you, but it affects your entire team. And not only that, but the fans that paid money.
Zane Navratil commented, Ben should be suspended, not from MLP because he clearly doesn't want to play, but from the PPA Tour. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Pickleball Connection podcast. I'm Danae.
And I'm Barrett.
And we're stoked to be hanging out with you guys today. Today, we're going to be doing a segment that we call CTN or Cruiser News. So let's just hop right into it.
Yeah, so let's hop into it. Getting right into our first topic of the day. We're going to talk a little bit about Major League Pickleball, which we did discuss in our last podcast. We talked about kind of the start of the season. But they had a second event this last weekend, and there was some headlining news. So basically, Ben and Colin Johns, which if you're not familiar, Ben Johns is one of the top pro players, probably the top pro player, and Colin Johns is his brother. They withdrew from the tournament, basically, in right in the middle due to what Ben was calling inadequate lighting. He went in later and put a story together on his Instagram talking about how when he was younger, he had an eye injury and that the lights have to be a certain brightness or else it presents a safety hazard. But the big storyline was that this wasn't the PPA Tour where it's just him and Colin that can withdraw from a bracket. This was MLP, which in Major League Pickleball, you're playing on a team. So it doesn't just affect you, but it affects your entire team. And not only that, but I've seen a lot of people talk about the fact that they withdrew. And not only does it affect them, but it affects the fans that paid money to go to the event, to watch the event, and it just hurts the product of MLP as a whole.
Yeah. Can I read some of the pros' responses to this?
Yeah.
I have some of their comments to like how they responded even.
Right, which we're going to get into a little bit more about, you know, who was at fault here, what kind of like what should happen as punishment. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So it was really interesting seeing how obviously fans responded, but also how other pro players responded to the news of the Johns pulling out. So Zane Navratil commented, after Ben Johns blatantly tanks his mixed match against Atlanta this morning, Ben and Colin decide to withdraw from the rest of the tournament. Ben should be suspended, not from MLP because he clearly doesn't want to play, but from the PPA Tour.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Will Howells pops in here and he says, ridiculous. Just let them pull out of MLP entirely and redistribute their contracts as prize money. Todd Foe weighs in and he says, any other teams that play the Hogs this weekend owe Jaume and myself a beer. I will be collecting because they ended up filling in. But what do you think about their responses?
Because they ended up filling in?
Yeah, I think they were the subs.
Who?
Todd Foe and...
No, he's saying that because they beat Ben and Colin Johns.
Oh, they were the ones that beat him.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, they beat Ben and Colin Johns, and then they withdrew right after.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying, if you're playing the Hogs, you don't have to play Ben and Colin because we beat them. And that was kind of also the storyline. It's like, not like they won and then they withdrew for safety reasons, but it's not even just how they withdrew, but it's like we saw some clips. I didn't watch the game, but we saw the mixed match with him and Tammy Emmerich.
Yeah.
And he's just blatantly not trying.
It just doesn't look like the Ben Johns you see dialed in on a PPA day. You know, and what's unfortunate is this isn't like a new thing. Like, we kind of have seen this same pattern last year in MLP. People would comment on how Ben Johns just doesn't really look like he's trying. And like, same with Colin. Like, this isn't a new narrative. This has kind of been the same kind of vibe we got even last year.
True. Yeah. So what did you think about those pro responses? Like, do you think, like, should there be some sort of suspension? Obviously, we'll get into what actually took place in terms of punishment, if you can even call it that. But what do you think about what the pro said? Should there, what do you think about basically in terms of suspensions? Do you think that there should be any sort of suspension? And to Zane's point, or was it Zane or Will's point, they don't even seem to like MLP, so it doesn't seem like it would really be much of a punishment for them to get suspended from MLP. So should they get a suspended from PPA? But could they? Could that even be possible since they're separate tours, but they're the same entity?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, to Zane's point, Zane's basically saying if you suspend them from MLP, it's exactly what they want. Like, they don't, they clearly don't want to play. That's why Zane was like, suspend them from PPA. But I almost think because they're two separate leagues, you can't really have one punishment roll into a different one.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that.
Do you feel like they should get suspended from the MLP at all? Like,
I mean, it's hard to say. What's hard is it really affects the Carolina team the most. Like, it just stinks for them because Ben Johns was literally their number one pick. It was their number one pick, and they spent a lot of money in the initial draft to get him. And so it is a bad look for MLP. It's a bad look for pickleball. So part of me thinks like there should be some type of action warranted, but then it's hard because part of Ben John's reasoning had to do with like a health eye issue.
Right. Like, that's the very difficult part of it. It's like, how do you, like, if somebody truly feels like their health is in jeopardy, or their safety is in jeopardy, he had some sort of traumatic eye injury when he was younger, maybe that's true. And how do you punish that?
For example, like, a totally different player, but CJ Klinger was sick and had the flu. Like, he didn't play because he didn't feel healthy enough to play. Like, you're not going to punish CJ Klinger for having the flu. So, similarly, I'm like, you can't really punish Ben Johns for having this injury, but
it was like a health scare.
I don't know what you would even call
it. That's the thing. It wasn't an injury.
Yeah. Okay. Fair point. But the point is, it would also feel maybe a little different if he was like really trying all the past couple matches and then was like, actually, I feel very unsafe.
So yeah, that's exactly, like, you bring up a good point. That's kind of where I stand on it is, you know, if you look at any other pro sport, the NBA, for example, isn't going to fine a player due to them not playing. Mm-hmm. But the teams absolutely could. But is Carolina going to actually fine their prized possessions? Probably not.
Yeah.
So when it comes to them withdrawing or choosing not to play, that typically, if you look across other sports, would be on the team to implement a punishment. However, I think where there's a case for MLP to punish them or have some sort of, you know, repercussion is the fact that they were on court and they weren't trying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, if you're going to be on court and put that product out there, that's what hurts MLP.
Yeah.
So it would be like the equivalent of like maybe an NBA player, like they didn't withdraw, but they went out and they just threw the game or they didn't try.
Yeah.
That to me is like, okay, maybe the punishment wouldn't come from them actually withdrawing due to health reasons, but it would come if you're going to step on the court. You can't not try it because that does not look good for the sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, think about, like, what if somebody was tuning into MLP for the first time ever and that's what they saw?
I know.
It's not good, especially with the sport being in its infancy. We can't have people on the court that are just yes, you're frustrated, which this is another side note. We already know Ben Johns does not like to play indoors.
Right.
He does not like to play indoors. It's been, he's come out and said that. He's talked about the lighting indoors before. I don't think he's as good of a player indoors because the game plays faster and he likes to play slow. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to ask you this, like, punishment aside, Ben, you know, is this an issue that comes back to the inability to regulate paddles? Because, like, Ben can talk about how he's concerned for the safety, but we're not going to regulate paddles. MLP is going to, like, start it off the year implementing these serve rules where you can serve at the top. You know, they've, you know, holding the ball out from your shoulder. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter where you contact it. They rescinded that to, like, the top of the hip bone. But the game is, like, increasing in speed. So why are, if we're so concerned about the safety of the players, why don't we regulate the paddles or get that figured out?
No, I'm with you. It's interesting. I was reading the initial post I saw of Ben and Colin pulling out, and I'm trying to find it, but there was a comment that Lindsey Newman actually said and was like, basically said the same thing. Like, why don't we just deal with the hot paddles that are, you know, being that are the source of being basically scary for players.
Like, you might feel a lot more safe if yep. the ball wasn't moving as fast.
Exactly. I can't find that comment, but
no, I remember you telling me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely a huge reason why it's an issue.
Yeah, especially indoors.
Especially indoors, because the ball does travel faster. So now you have hot paddles that are traveling even faster. And, you know, pickleball court is 14 feet, kitchen line to kitchen line.
And you're seeing this, like, you see it more indoors. You're seeing big, 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 big serve.
Yeah.
Weak return, crush the third.
Yep.
And then just, it's not the nuanced pickleball game that Ben and Colin are honestly really good at.
Yeah.
So obviously there's frustration there that Ben and Colin are losing yeah. to Jaume and Todd, who are what a lot of people would say a much inferior team.
Right.
So, but I think, again, Jaume likes to play fast. Hey, have you heard of the new Play More app?
No. What is it?
Basically, the Play More app is like a stress-free scheduling app for pickleballers. So I don't know, we've struggled a lot in group text trying to organize play. You'll set it up and somebody will just like the text. And I'm like, does that actually mean you're coming or not?
Yeah, and it's like, you never know how many people you have, like what rating they are. It's kind of annoying.
It can kind of just be a nightmare to yeah. try to organize groups, because group texts are just not fun. So basically, the Play More app lets you send out invitations. You get an RSVP list. If somebody doesn't show, there's a wait list that will actually, like, put somebody right into.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Dang, that's awesome. What's it called?
It's called the Play More app. So you should download it at the App Store, or you can go to getplaymore.com if you want to look at it online. Okay, I did want to bring this up, though, because it was leaked, I think it was just this morning, where the Dink actually reported, and it was funny how they worded this, but they reported this, Colin and Ben Johns forfeit. Oh, no, it said they agree.
Ooh, agree.
Agree to forfeit their appearance money for MLP. So I'm like, they had to agree. So, like, wasn't like a fine. It doesn't like, it's not yeah. like, it's not like Colin and Ben were fined. No, yeah. no. They agreed. It's like,
it's like a mutual, it's like they still had, decision.
They still had the power. And they agreed to forfeit their appearance money, which, but the shocking thing is that it was, what it was reported is that they forfeited $78,000, $60,000 for Ben Johns, $18,000 for Colin Johns. So what we learned,
just showing up.
What we learned for this is that every single MLP event, Ben makes 60K just for stepping on the court.
Just getting out there.
And what may be even crazier is that Colin makes 18. Oh, Colin makes $18,000.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to talk about. as we kind of wrap this portion of the podcast up, is there a bigger problem here?
Yeah.
Are they overpaid to the point where it's like, well, why even try? There's nothing on the line.
Well, and here's the deal. If you guys weren't around when the tour wars happened, you might not know this, but that's really what inspired this heavy inflation of the pros' salaries popping up.
Before MLP and PPA joined under the same entity, the MLP and the PPA leaders were fighting over players, signing them to these. And through
huge
that, there was a bidding war, inflating these players' contracts. So some of that is still affecting their payouts.
Correct. So right now, I believe that pro players are absolutely overpaid. If they were signed during that period, they are currently at a very inflated rate.
Yeah.
If they are signed, for example, in the past couple months,
I think they're making hardly anything.
Yeah. I think the well's dry.
Do you remember the first season that MLP was like big, like right after the very first draft. You and I went to an MLP event in Atlanta. This was a couple years ago.
This was like 2022. It was before the tour wars.
And it was hype.
Yeah, it was so cool.
And then like the next year, after the tour wars,
it was when PPA and MLP,
it's like the energy got sucked out,
went under the same umbrella, and everybody kind of had this conclusion that PPA killed the MLP because it wasn't their main priority. So it honestly felt like that as a spectator.
Oh, like they didn't put any effort into it because they didn't care about it once they were acquired.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the narrative, allegedly.
But I think where I'm going with this is when we first went, there used to be, like, players were playing for a pretty substantial prize money.
Correct.
And now, like, I miss that element.
Yeah.
There are players that really get into MLP and thrive. But I think this would feel a lot different if there was a lot more money on the line payouts per event.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe at the end, there's a big payout. But, like, because not every team is at every event, like, there's no winner at the end of a weekend.
Yeah.
There's no team. And I think that would be a lot more entertaining. Or maybe even there's a winner with a small prize purse.
Yep.
And then if you win that, you get extra points towards the standings for the overall standings as a team. Like, if you win a weekend, you get a boost in the standings. I think there's still a big tournament at the end of the year. I think that would be a lot more entertaining because, yes, they're playing for points and for standings, but it allows for something like this to happen where Ben can just not try.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it doesn't matter if I forfeit my 60K, I'll make 60K next time I show up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, the players and how the pay is currently set up doesn't really motivate them to, like, really show up and really go hard. And that's something that I've heard through the grapevine, that the PPA is trying to change the payment format from this guaranteed kind of salary to
prize money.
But as of right now with MLP, you know, it sounds like the appearance fee is pretty hefty if somebody like Colin Johns is getting
18 per event.
And I think he was like one of the last guys drafted in.
I'm sure his is a little higher because of his brother, honestly.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But anyway.
I could be wrong. Sorry.
Whatever. I might be wrong.
Apologies, Colin, if that's not true. Congrats.
Sorry,
you're a much, much better player than me. So good job on the paycheck. All right. Let's move on. We're going to do a fun segment now before we wrap it up. You don't really know what's coming right now.
I don't.
But we got a little surprise segment. We're going to have a little fun.
Okay.
And we're going to do a little pickleball would you rather.
Ooh, love the game.
So you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening, she has no idea what I'm about to ask
no
her.
No clue.
I'm going to give you a couple different pickleball would you rathers.
Okay.
And you just give me which one you'd rather and why. Ready? Let's start.
Okay.
Would you rather have a partner who hits 50% third shot lobs or have a partner who makes 80% of his third shot topspin drops but smells bad?
I would do the drops, but smells bad.
So you can stomach the.
Yeah.
But
if the third shot lob is like, it's like a good one. I don't know. It's kind of enticing.
He does it 50% of the time. So
does he do it 50% of the time? What's the success rate?
I would say his success rate on the lobs is just as high as his success rate on the drops. So.
Oh, really?
So
80% of them work?
Not work, but not every drop that's good works necessarily. So I would say the amount of balls that he makes that are good versus bad.
All right, you know what?
But it's a lob.
I'm going to stay with my original answer.
So 80% of his topspin drops, yeah. But he smells bad. Yeah. Or she, I guess she could smell bad too.
Body odor, it's fine.
That's a tough one for me because I'm a big smell guy.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it, though. You want to win.
Yeah, I want to win.
And you'll win at any cost. That's kind of what I thought you would say. All right, next one. Would you rather only be able to dink and never speed up?
Oh, no.
Or only be able to hit one dink per rally and then pull the trigger every time? So you only get one dink. When the ball comes to you again, it's a speed up.
Can my partner speed up? Oh, okay. Well, then I'll dink.
Okay. What about if your partner couldn't?
Then I'd speed up.
So you get one dink, and if the ball comes back to you, you're pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was like, that's probably changed a little bit in today's game.
Yeah.
You got to speed up. And you like to speed up.
I love speeding up. Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Yep.
Would you rather have a partner who doesn't communicate well?
Oh, no.
Or have a partner who brags about his shots between every point?
I would take the bragging of the shots.
I knew you were going to say that.
Dude, communication's huge for me. Like, smell's huge for you. Communication's huge for me.
So, like, after, like, he hits a drop and he just, like, looks at the crowd or looks at the bystanders. And,
where are we?
And he's like, I am him.
Love
That's
it.
That's the best drop.
Love it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right. Next one. Would you rather get $5,000 per week, but only be able to play pickleball one time per week, or get $5,000 per month? Only $5,000 per month total, but be able to play pickleball as many days as you want.
What kind of question is this?
I don't know. It was just off the top of the dome.
So one of them, I get to play pickleball
once a week,
but I can make a cap of $5,000, like regardless of my job.
Right. So like $5,000 is the most you can make in the month, but you can play pickleball every day.
Maybe what I would do is I would make $5,000 every week, but then I would just play pickleball for 24 hours straight once a week.
That's so funny that you say that because I literally was like, that might be what I do. Get my capitalized.
Just like capitalized 24 hours straight of pickleball 4 times a month.
Capitalize on my, so you're still getting like hours wise, you're still logging quite a bit of time. But think about it, you could, I guess, like,
make it a big old salary.
Yeah, you're getting basically 20K a month. But you would do like 4 days. Like on your day that you could play, you would wake up at 5 a.m. Yeah. You would play till like 10 a.m. You'd take a little break. And then you'd probably come back like 1 to 6, take a break.
It would be like straight.
And you'd like really want to organize. You probably do some drilling.
You
really want to organize some play.
Yeah.
But it would be tough. Like if you ever wanted to play a tournament, that would be like you couldn't really practice leading up to the tournament.
I mean, you're practicing for 24 hours a week.
You're also getting like low key 20 grand a month, just not doing anything.
No, I like my answer. I'm keeping it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that you were strategic in saying 24 hours a day. Like that's kind of how you reasoned it, because I actually thought you would say the other one.
Really?
I actually thought you would say like, I'll take my 5 grand a month. I want to be able to play pickleball whenever I want. You would have to find some sort of other activity or hobby.
I know. I would really probably get into like spike.
Just think about it. You
beach
played
tennis.
Just think about it. You played for 24 hours on a Monday.
Yeah.
Saturday rolls around. You get a group text that hits you.
I know.
You.
It would be devastating. Devastating.
But you would do it for
I would
the money.
Do it. Maybe for like 3 months I would do it, and then I would switch to the other one.
No, that wasn't the answer. Anyone could do it for 3 months. Okay. Well, the other answer I was thinking that you might say is, you know, I'll just take the 5K, play whenever I want, and then I'll expect that my man is going to make some money.
I like that one too. We could do that. You make 20K a month. I'll make 5 and play pickleball indefinitely.
All right, there you go. Okay. Well, guys, we hope you liked that segment of Would You Rather. Let us know some of your answers to those Would You Rathers in the comments below. Do you have anything else before we sign off today?
I don't.
All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us on this episode of the Pickleball Connection podcast. I'm Barrett. This is Danae. We'll see you next time.